True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
As a two-way player, it felt like whenever he was taking a mid-range shot or he just took a jump shot, it was going in.
Clutch shots. I think.
And
to
he
me
took
it was
on the team's best player on the opposite
end. That was where I was.
That was huge.
The rebounding and the defense.
Yes.
The rebounding and the defense. And so I didn't think he. Andrew was young.
I'll say this. Andrew Wiggins was young then. What was he, 27, 28?
26, maybe.
26, maybe.
I'll look it up.
The youth matters in those series. How old is Jimmy Butler? He's 35. Like that, the age.
Wiggs was 26.
26?
Yeah.
He was younger. That's a 9-year difference in age between these two players that we're comparing.
Don't you trust Moody and Kuminga significantly more than back then? Don't you trust?
I don't know because I need to see Moses. Moses is going to be a starter in a playoff series. We'll see.
Do you trust GP2 now more than you did then?
Sure.
Okay. Like, I look at teams win and lose, right? Like,
yes.
I know we want to hyper-focus on individuals, but I think that
teams
this team
win or
is
lose,
better.
But individuals on teams get isolated,
it's
and whether
true.
Those players can step up or not dictates the series. Lonnie Walker on line one, right? Like, stuff like that happens, and you can't bake that into the equation. Let's go out to AJ's in L.A., wants to join in the conversation. Shasky thinks they're winning the West, potentially the whole damn thing. AJ, are you feeling that?
Nah, not at all. I love these dudes, man. I love the Dubs. 100% I love them. But no, they're not winning the West. And if they get in a play-in, if they fall in a play-in, I think that they're going to get knocked out because Kerr have never won a play-in game, right? And
three.
I think that he's going to need time to make an adjustment in the series. And I said this before, that small ball lineup that he's running out there, that's not going to be the lineup that he'll need to win in a playoff series. And so he's going to run that same lineup in a playoff game and get smoked off the floor. He's going to need a playoff series to determine, like, okay, I need to make an adjustment. I have to get Pods out of there because I need length. I need range. I need guys who's going to sit down in the POA. And another challenge here is that Andrew Wiggins and Otto Porter, those guys could run the small ball because you had about four guys on the floor that could really defend. You could make up for it because Jordan Poole, here's the thing about Jordan Poole, what made him so incredible. He could really take off the dynamic aspects of the offense with Steph Curry off the floor. I do not believe that they have anyone who could create that gravity, be that dynamic when Steph Curry missed time, because Steph Curry obviously is going to miss something. Something's going to happen. That's Steph Curry, right? So what do you do after that? What's going to happen? And who's your four great defenders who could protect Steph Curry in a rotation? Because historically speaking, in a Steve Kerr system, he always had four dynamic defenders.
Yeah, I don't think Klay was back in. Like, I love Klay in 2020. Klay was not a dynamic defender in 2022.
Thanks, AJ.
I hear him, and I'll respectfully disagree with certain things.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I appreciate him.
I thought that was a solid call.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
He was skeptical.
Wiggins was a dynamic defender. Yes. There's no doubt, okay?
I wouldn't consider Otto Porter. He had size. He wasn't a dynamic defender.
No.
How are you going to come on here, though, and say that lineup doesn't work when they've lost one game with it? I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, he said closing. He said that lineup's not going to work if you're closing the game with them.
Well, I don't think skeptical. They will.
No, because in the Lakers series, remember what it was. Or series. The Lakers game last week, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Pods and Kuminga was the closing lineup. That's
And look, if you don't think GP2 is going to get a close, you know,
and he wasn't available in that game.
That's what I'm saying. Like we've learned this version of the Warriors. I think they have more eligible guys to close than we're giving them credit for. I actually think they have more of a tool belt of players that can specifically be utilized in a 7-game series. And I think we're underrating it during the regular season. You want scores. You want guys that are, you know, better than that. In a playoff series, I need specific matchup guys. Specific. And I think the Warriors have that personnel. There's a difference.
And they got the coach that exploits that very well. Steve Kerr has been through, he's lost one Western Conference series. Let me just say that one more time. Steve Kerr as a head coach has lost one Western Conference series.
And I would argue they weren't the better team. The better team was the Lakers, and they deserved it, and they won, and they did systematically break them down.
And that was built into a just tumultuous season that came to a head.
Yeah.
And there was a lot baked into it with the punch, all of that. It all came crashing down in that series. And again, the lights were bright. And so, again, players stepping up. Clay didn't step up in that series. Let's just call it what it is. Probably the worst series he's ever had in his entire career. It was bad.
Clay,
in that Lakers series. It was not good.
Look, we all love Clay, and I feel like I'm dogging him by even bringing up some of the negatives, but to act like 2022 or 2023 Clay was equivalent to prime 2018 Clay is not accurate.
No.
He was still a good player, but what made him so good is that he could guard anyone on the perimeter and was just an absolute dog. I mean, one of the greats. I'm being real. Pre-injury Clay is one of the greats. He may not be in somebody else's top 50 or whatever.
Top 75.
The fact he wasn't a top 75 player is some of the most absurd accounting that we can do
as a league. There was a couple players left off there. Dwight Howard's another one. I was like, what are we doing? Like,
if I asked Magic Johnson, hey, Magic, would you rather start in a starting five with Dame Lillard? And I'm not trying to pick on Dame, but he made that top 75 list.
He did.
Dame or Clay? If I asked,
real quick on that. Magic is a number one, so it's easier because Clay doesn't have to be a number one. Dame, again, I know he's not your favorite player. He was a number one.
Is he number one on the Bucks right now?
No, he's hurt. But Giannis is also like 10 years younger than him or whatever. Not 10 years, but you know what I mean? Like, no, there's levels to it. But he was the best player on a team that went on a deep run in the playoffs. I give credit there. I don't think Clay could ever be a number one on a playoff.
I don't think you need it, but that doesn't mean you're not awesome. James Worthy.
I don't know. Yeah, James Worthy wasn't a number one. I'm not trying to get into that.
I know, but I think where I'm going at is just like, we use this algorithm that Clay was Clay. And yeah, they won it all. He wasn't that same version.
No,
he was a different version.
Yeah, he tore his Achilles.
Yeah, he was a different version. He was still productive.
Yes. Nick is in Berkeley, one of our go-tos. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
You're on with Spadoni Chasky. What you got, man?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, what is our record since we got Jimmy Butler? You know what I mean? And check it out. When the Warriors out-rebound you and when the Warriors don't commit turnovers, the Warriors rarely lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's two simple things. Out-rebound the other team, get more steals than the other team, and do not turn the ball over doing dumb passes and throwing the ball into orbit, okay, when there's nobody there. You know what I'm saying? That is what all we have to focus on. When the Warriors do those three simple things, they usually win the game. And like you said, but Kerr has lost one playoff series. Kerr is a genius,
West,
quite frankly, and he's got more rings than anybody else. And I don't even know what the doubting times are talking about on this all the time about Kerr. Kerr is not the problem. The problem is we have to hit shots from the perimeter to lure the teams out there, and that's when we attack the glass, and that's how we get them. You know what I mean? Kerr knows what he's doing. I don't know what he's got scheming. He's scheming right now. Jimmy Buckets is laying in the weeds, getting ready to strike like a rattlesnake. Don't worry about Jimmy. It's the mental, because what it is right now, the physicality of all the players isn't that too drastic, you know, separation in terms of physical ability. It's the mental. It's what the coach is drawing up. You got a lot of garbage coaches in the NBA that shouldn't even be in the NBA. They're steadily losing. Kerr's not steadily winning. So that's what's up. Warriors, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. We're on fire right now. The butler is serving dinner to all you cats. We're in their other team's kitchen, and we're cooking. That's all I got.
You know, it's...
That's Nick and Berkeley. Thinking about,
he has four titles, right? Do you think...
Are we 22-5 now, Jimmy Butler?
En route to the fifth final for Popovich, did San Antonio radio take as many Popovich doesn't know what he's doing calls like we do with Steve Kerr? Like, I'm curious.
Is there a radio station in San Antonio? I don't even know. But there yeah, like that, like that's it's a great question. But Greg Popovich, like he was the only guy that won a title there, and I get it. Like Steve Kerr is the only guy that's won a title here. But the amount of calls we took that. And people still believe this. Again, people still believe this to this day. You know, Mark Jackson, just give him another year. They wouldn't have won the title. Mark Jackson, he would have won all those titles. People believe that. I mean, Stephen A. was one of them.
Chip Kelly had Jimmy G.
Oh, my God, Chip.
I mean, no, but I'll give Mark Jackson credit. Like, no, he did a good job.
He changed the culture of this team. Like, he did do that. I will give him credit there.
I don't think they ever would
have tied. And he instilled a defensive mentality with this team that they desperately needed. Now, the offense... That was Steve Kerr's baby. He brought that Spurs system in here and took it to another level with Steph Curry.
There's no guarantee he plays Draymond Green.
Yeah.
I mean, right? No one ever brings that up. It's like Kerr,
talking about relationships with players.
You just never know.
Talking about relationships with players. Steve Kerr, I know like he's had some, you know, JK has been widely documented at times, maybe Moody. Like he hasn't gotten along with all of his players. Great. Jordan Bell, right? Like there's been some things, but for the most
Nick
part,
Young.
But for the most part, his players have his back and vice versa. And he never speaks ill about other players.
Joe.
Mark Jackson and Andrew Bogut hated each other. Let's just call it what it
is. You coach long enough. There will be families that hate your guts.
Oh, dude, people hate you, Joe?
There will be individual kids that you just don't, for whatever reason, you try and you can't click with them or sync with them. It happens.
The John Morant kids.
It's like any relationship. You work in a setting, let's say you're a foreman at a construction site. You're not, like, super tight with every single person on that job site.
No.
It's called human nature.
Real quick, Anthony Slater, who's going to join us tomorrow, Slates. I guess he's been doing weekly Monday hits with Willard and Dibbs. I don't know, something like that. Anthony
Play
Slater.
The Cisco song. Somebody's sleeping in my bed.
I thought it was going to be the thong song. Anthony Slater
Somebody's
asked about Butler's offensive hesitancy. And this is, again, something that Brandon Pajemski alluded to after the game. Hey, we're trying to get Jimmy more involved offensively. Maybe he's a little too unselfish. Slater talking about Willard and Dibbs. Anthony Slater covers the team. For 95.7 The Game and also for The Athletic, about Butler's offensive hesitancy.
You know, I think he's shooting it about the amount of times per game he was in Miami. I think it's about 2 field goal attempts per game down from, like, you know, peak Miami regular season Jimmy Butler. But, you know, he's older. He doesn't have that pop and lift to the rim. So I think he's hesitant at times to take challenge shots in traffic against size. And they're going to need it, and we'll see. You know, he keeps hinting, like, you know, it'll be there when I need it. You know, you felt like it was needed last night, but he's never been your traditional, like, superstar scorer. And I think at this stage of his career, 35, he's even less of that from a pop, you know, standpoint at the rim. So they're going to, I don't think you could just rely, like, hey, every night come the playoffs, he's going to be able to score 30. I mean, certainly some nights he probably will, but you're going to need scoring elsewhere. Kuminga's obviously a name. Maybe he can help you in the scoring category. So he does so much else, though. I mean, I think we all see that.
That was Anthony Slater on Willard and Dibbs on Monday. Slates will join us tomorrow. Have some reaction to this little 2-game step here as the Warriors are taking on the Spurs tonight. Coverage that starts at 6 with Warriors Live. Tip off at 7 right here on 95.7 The Game. We got some calls to clean up on the other side. Plus, we got a little Masters talk. Maybe talk some Giants. Maybe. Sky's not falling. All right, they've lost 2 in a row. It's not the end of the world, but the offense has not really scored any runs, and that's a little bit concerning for me. But again, they're 8-3. The Padres lost yesterday to the A's. Shout out the A's. Got their first win in Sacramento. And the Dodgers also fell again to the Nationals. They didn't lose any ground in the NL West. It's Spadoni, it's Jasky. Come on home on the other side on the Morning Russell 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by the San Francisco National Airport.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Either Guerra Meats or I go up to Tower Market.
Prices have been good on pork lately.
They have.
It's been reasonable, yeah.
The thin-cut bone-in pork chop, you can fry it in the pan in like a cast iron skillet.
A couple minutes, not even. Yeah.
I do this rub. It's called Oakland Dust.
Oh.
It's. I'm telling you. I don't know where. Like, I know Tower sells it, which is Molly Stone's, excuse me. It's called Oakland Dust, and it's like a red-looking. It's not super spicy, because I don't want it to be too spicy for the little guy.
Right.
And then just a little bit of salt, pepper, garlic and stuff on there as well. It's called Oakland Dust is the name of the rub. But I'll put that on the pork and I just flash fry it on either side for a couple of minutes and then they cook super quick.
You know what the spice blend I use? Huh. Shout out to the Spice Girls. If you ever go to Trader Joe's, it's very difficult with the kid. But if you do go there, it's a nightmare. I love their prices. I love TJ's. I always use the joke, by the way, like, and you should probably too, and you'll get people to buy it. You know, if your name is Joe, you actually get like a 5% discount when you go there. You show them your ID. I swear to God, 90% of the people believe me when I say that. Just tell them that next time.
Will they give it to you?
No, you even believed it right there. No, they will not.
Oh.
But you believed it for a second.
I thought that's where you were going with the story.
No, that was the joke. But I'll say this. Trader Joe's has this thing called Everyday Seasoning. It has like a built-in grinder. I use it on everything.
Really?
Literally, it's called Everyday
Seasoning.
So it's
like Montreal
seasoning. No. Sea salt, mustard seeds, black peppercorns, coriander, onion, garlic, paprika, and chili peppers. Everything. Steak, your meat, your eggs in the morning, fry some eggs, everything it goes well with.
I would argue
Everyday seasoning from Trader Joe's, elite.
I would argue Montreal seasoning
it's good.
Can be a base for almost any protein.
It's great. Yeah, but they have Montreal steak and chicken seasoning now too, so they differentiate from poultry to steak. But I'm with you on that.
Oakland Dust is the name of the one that I use on pork, and I'm telling you, it's killer. So we did that. That's yesterday.
I know a different kind of Oakland Dust, but we won't get into that. Continue. What?
Don't talk about that.
What did I say?
It's a minus one.
Oh, come on, you guys. Come on, Sam. You live in the streets like me. Come on, the hard streets.
Sam's tough. At the docks at the Port of Oakland.
It's a much more cushier neighborhood
dust
right
here.
Oh, go two blocks over.
We live like two blocks away from each other. So, it's fine.
You guys really live two blocks away from each other?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we can scoot
over. Do you
ever
see him around town?
No, we stay in our apartments.
Yeah, that would imply that I leave my apartment. It's gross out there.
We're tired after you, Joe. Like you say, I'm going home to have a nap and eat some tacos. That's literally what we're doing too. We're just going home and sleeping.
That's literally what I'm doing today.
There you go.
Going to take a nice nap, and then I listen to the boss after the show and critique the hell out of us, and then take my nap, and then wake up, and then I gotta go West Sunset for baseball practice, and then I got a big softball game.
Look!
Screw that.
I love the Jimmy Butler talk, but you talk about Trader Joe's, I'm out. Everyday seasoning, Oakland Dust. What are you guys doing? You're losing the audience right now. Brian and Hayward, we'll get to you in a second. Oscar in Stockton, 888-957-9570. Hey, the Giants are back, and so is Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky are bringing the best Giants talk in the Bay Area back twice a week this season. And for all your Giants talk needs, subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast today, available on the Free Odyssey app or wherever else you listen to your podcast. So congratulations to you. Giants back in action today at the yard. Try to avoid a sweep. Yeah, a sweep. We got Verlander on the bump. It's a beautiful day there. I was thinking, I was like, man, if I didn't have therapy today at 1, I'd definitely want to go to that game. Verlander's still a point, man. I don't care if he's 50 years old. He's 42, 43.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a great outing last night. I'm looking for a bounce back for him today.
Me too. Yeah. And they need to score some runs.
Yeah, can you get someone can you get someone to score, please?
They've played good ball. It's just that they've hit the ball hard right at people.
Speaking of playing good ball, the Warriors have been playing good ball, and they had a big win yesterday, bounce back after their loss. They have another one today. All right, so we're looking at the Western Conference standings right quick. And Brian and Oscar, I'll get to you in just a second, I promise. But we have to go through this Western Conference because it changes daily. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. The season ends on Sunday when you take on the Clippers. But as it stands right now, the 4 seed are the Clippers at 47-32. The Nuggets are the 5th seed, same record. The Warriors are the 6th seed with the same record. And the Grizzlies are the 7th seed in the play-in scenario right now with the same record. So all 4 of those teams tied at 47-32. You got the Lakers at the 3rd seed. They're not quite locked into that, although if they go 2-1, I think, in their next 3, and their next 3 are at Dallas today. It's Luka Doncic's first game back against the Mavericks in Dallas, so that's going to be interesting. And then you got the Rockets for them, who probably aren't going to be playing anyone, I would assume. That's going to be the Rockets for the Lakers on April 11th in 2 days, so that's on Friday. And then on Sunday, they're at the Fighting Chauncey, win one for Chauncey on Sunday against the Blazers. You'll be rooting for them. Maybe, depending if the Warriors, make it interesting here. Could they get pushed up to the 3rd spot, get greedy? It is a possibility still. So the Lakers got those 3. You got the Clippers, obviously. You're going to be rooting for the Rockets tonight, Joe. And that's why it was a big...
Ime Udoka and them boys.
It was a big loss for the Lakers if you were a Warriors fan yesterday, because you were actually kind of rooting for the Lakers, as Sam was explaining yesterday. Because had the Lakers won that game in Oklahoma City, the Rockets wouldn't have clinched that number 2 spot. So they'd have something to play for tonight, but now they don't have anything to play for, and they're playing the Clippers, who you want to lose, obviously.
I know. It's just, the conspiracy theorist in me is like,
oh my God.
The Lakers hate the Warriors so much, they purposely got the refs to eject Luka they would lose that game.
It's probably my fault. I'm 0-1 as a Lakers.
I got
now.
The call. Spectrum Sports, Luka Doncic yelling at a fan, but the ref thought it was at him.
Uh-huh.
Take a listen.
Knowing that they'd have the refs in their pocket.
Doncic starts, stop, shoot, gonna score.
Well, he got the switch. He won it again. Hardenstein. Luka's thrown out of the game.
Oh, no.
Luka just got thrown out.
There you go. Second technical. Doncic is gone.
Luka is saying he was talking to a fan, and the official is saying he was talking to me. So that's his second technical. He's out of the game. Luka makes this shot, and I guess one of the fans in the first row, he was saying something. Luka said something back, and the official happened to be in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick on that. It's kind of weak sauce, right? Like, We can't talk trash to fans anymore.
The refs have lost
me. It's been ridiculous. It was ridiculous because it was a really fun game. Like, just as a casual fan of basketball, like, that's the Thunder and Lakers going down to the wire. Like, and Luka was obviously made a big shot, and they had a 1-point lead. And then just you take him out of the game, and then it's like a 20-5 run for the Thunder.
In that situation, how is that not able to be reviewed?
Right?
Like, it's
because
absurd.
Because the ref thought it was directed at him. Okay. And the ref obviously is going to be like, no. Like, he was talking to me. He was talking
again,
to me.
Are we working to get the calls right? Or are we looking to just, you know, appease the ego of a bunch of NBA officials?
I don't know what to tell you. But with that win, the Rockets are the number 2 seed now in the West, and they have nothing else to play for. And they're taking on the Clippers tonight. And then you got the Nuggets, who are taking on the Sacramento Kings, who are really at this point just playing for hosting a game at the Golden 1 Center in Sacramento. They're going to be playing the Mavericks. We just need to know how that's going to happen, whether it's going to be Dallas in Sacramento. And the Nuggets, they're
Dallas beats the Kings in that play-in.
Right.
I mean,
who's the interim head coach for Dallas? It's Rick Adelman's son, correct?
That's Denver.
Denver, that's what did I say? No, Denver, right?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Sorry, that's what I meant. Obviously, Denver, they have the new head coach. It's going to be an interim on an interim basis. Michael Malone's gone.
There's so many of them, I can't even keep up with it.
Jason Kidd's still in Dallas, I think. Nico Collins probably.
David Adelman.
David Adelman, there he is, Rick's son. Okay, so David Adelman, the interim head coach over in Denver, taking on the Kings. So we got that. Obviously, the Warriors taking on the Spurs. So that's tonight, the back end of a back-to-back for both of these squads. That's going to be at Shea Center, and coverage of that right here on 95.7 The Game, starting at 6. Then you got the Grizz taking on the T-Wolves. And that's tomorrow, though, so you don't have to worry about that
tonight.
Do
we want the Grizz or the T-Wolves? We probably want the Grizz to win, right?
I would assume...
Or do we want the T-Wolves to win? Because no matter what, if we're tied with both those teams, we would get the advantage on them both.
I guess we'll find out today if the Warriors win or lose. Like, that's going to be what it's dependent on, right? Because if the Warriors lose tonight to the Warriors, again, we're talking about all hypotheticals here. If you lose tonight, you're 47-33. You got the Grizzlies still with a half game ahead of you there. They win. They build that advantage on top of you. That's a full game. But if the Timberwolves win in that scenario, then all three of you guys are tied again at 47-33. And by virtue of the tiebreak over those two teams, so you would be rooting for the Timberwolves in that scenario if the Warriors lose tonight. Yes. Warriors take care of their own business. Just win tonight. Everything else will take care of itself.
If you win tonight, and then tomorrow the T-Wolves win,
you have a full game on both the T-Wolves and the Grizzlies.
So you're essentially two locking games, yourself basically into the six
basically,
at minimum.
Basically.
God, we need that.
Absolutely.
We
so,
need that.
So that's where we're at there.
We need the T-Wolves.
So the four games to take an eye on tonight. Lakers, Mavericks, Clippers, Rockets, Nuggets, Kings, Warriors, Spurs. It's going to be very interesting to see how all of those shake out. Let's go to Brian in Hayward. He's been hanging on
tight.
What's
up, Brian?
Then we'll get to Oscar in Stockton. What's up, Brian? You think this Warriors team is just running through the West and going all the way? Joe Shasky thinks so. What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to be the team representing
the West.
Go through the West.
That's, I'm not saying win it all right now, but definitely win the West. Do you agree with that, Brian?
I do. Right now, I do. And another thing is, I don't know what happened over these last few days or these last few weeks, but all these coaches getting fired, I don't like it.
Insane.
And if I hear another caller, if you guys let another caller call in talking about how Steve Kerr this, Steve Kerr that, just tell him to meet me, okay? I'm in Hayward, downtown Main Street, and I'll take care of this BS, guys, because I know you guys have to stay professional, but I'm tired of hearing it. Every time we lose a game, we go on a little streak that's not positive. Everybody's calling for Kerr.
Hey, Brian, real quick, you're fired. If they lose tonight to the Spurs, I guarantee you people will be calling tomorrow blaming Steve Kerr. He didn't have them motivated enough to play in this game. It'll be a thing, and I hope you are listening. And we usually don't do callers on back-to-back days. You are allowed to. If the Warriors lose tonight and people are berating Steve Kerr, please call back tomorrow, Brian. I urge you to. And they'll meet you out in Hayward.
I hope I don't have to. I'll call back regardless, guys. How about that? Okay,
I'll call back regardless.
I remember watching this team come up in the last 2 years with Mark Jackson, and I didn't understand it at the time, but his lack of strategy and his attitude towards the organization weren't helping. That's why they got rid of him. He wasn't a bad guy. I mean, who cares? He's gone. But Steve Kerr was everything we needed. Strategy, a manager of men, a manager of champions. I don't care what sport, what level, what age group. You have to be a manager of people, and you have to be a manager of champions if you want to go all the way. That's what Steve Kerr is. Nobody in the league outside of Greg Popovich has that ability to step in a room and say, I am a manager of men, I am a manager of champions, period. So next time somebody wants to call for Steve Kerr's head, remind them, hey, this guy took us from that fringe to a dynasty. So no,
I'm going to remind them to meet you out in Hayward to fight you is what I'm going to remind them. Brian's out in Hayward. He's got your back, Steve Kerr. Hell of a call right there. And give him his flowers. The amount of people that we had calling when the Jimmy Butler trade happened with Steve Kerr, it's like, I don't know. All those personalities, Draymond and Jimmy, can Steve Kerr handle it? He's a nice guy, but I don't know. Yeah, well, I think he's handled it pretty damn well, wouldn't you say? Everything involved?
There's not a doubt in my mind. Now, look, are there things that you could critique?
Real quick on that, I don't say that lightly. I don't know if it would work with J.J. Redick as a head coach, as a rookie. I don't know if it would work with Ime Udoka if they had gotten Jimmy Butler somehow.
Oh, well, that I agree with. I subscribe to that.
His ability to connect with players is very underrated. And it goes back to his playing days when he played with some of the greatest of all time. And who did he learn from? Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich.
Lute Olson.
Thank you. I won't forget that.
Yeah. Pete Rose, whatever you think about him, he was a savant when it came to baseball.
One of, if not the greatest hitter in the history of the game.
And cerebrally understood the game at a level that very few have. He has one of my favorite coaching quotes. When you're coaching individuals, there's three things that you can do. Pat them on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Kick them in the butt, or ignore them completely, as in don't talk to them. And to a degree, it's up to you as the coach to figure out who needs what and when they need it.
What do you like in all three? Let me real quick. Are you a pat on the back guy? Are you an ignore me? I knew I messed up kind of a guy.
Well, there's a time and a place.
Kick in the pants?
There's a time and a place.
Okay.
Right after I just popped up, I don't need one of my swing coach buddies to try to explain to me, you're pulling your head. You're doing this. Dude, shut up. I know.
Right.
I can tell by the results.
Right.
There's a time to leave me alone.
Right.
There's
also a time. If you had a bad show or something here and we felt like we didn't do our best, I know.
Well, there's days where I just want to walk out.
Exactly.
Right. Just, and I just kind of need to let it breathe and leave me alone. So I think it's up to you to have the emotional intelligence as the manager, coach, whatever, to know when and where to press those buttons.
Yeah. No, then I'm probably an ignore guy. I get it. I'm my own worst critic, and some players are like that, where it's just like, hey, either a pat on the back or just leave him alone. Don't talk. Pitchers a lot. Don't talk to the pitcher. He knows.
So, I see a lot of coaches make this mistake. And as a young coach, coaching youth, I did this a lot.
Mm.
The games are happening, and you're micromanaging every possession.
Yeah.
Hey, little Timmy! Pass to him! Pass to him! Cut! Do this! That's for practice. Now, it took me a long time to understand that. In the game, less is more, because the less you say becomes more impactful for them, and you have to allow them opportunities to fail and succeed. And you have to be comfortable with yourself and the job that you've done in practice that the games are going to reflect that. Can you make adjustments? Can you do little subtleties? And there's no doubt about it. But if you're breathing and lording over them the way Kapler did with the Giants at the top step, lording over them on every possession, you're going to lose everyone.
Right.
No, you just are.
It's a good point. Oscar is in Stockton, wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Oscar, Warriors winning the West?
Man, you know we winning a whole damn thing. You already know that, man. Check this out. One thing about me, I watch every game, every team. I'm a Warriors diehard. I'm a basketball junkie. And for people that have not been watching, and I'm with my boy Hayward, I'll be willing to help anybody got anything to say about Steve Kerr. I'll come from Stockton and meet him in Hayward to help him out. But on that point, the Warriors is the most inspirational team born right now. Not only that, head and shoulders over everybody, the IQ level that we have as far as playing. And everybody talking about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is, like you say, he's setting his ways, but we're going to need Jimmy to do a little bit more in the playoffs, but he's not a number one. He's playing his role right. And people don't understand that the youngsters that we do have, Moses Moody and Kuminga, they have championship rings. And everybody keep on talking about Steve Kerr favoring. No, he's not favoring nobody. They play different positions, And one thing about Pazinski, his IQ level is different. He's on another level. Just put it, that's how it is now in real life. And so Steve Kerr is doing the best coaching job in the NBA. Not only that, when you got veterans like Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, they know how to inspire the youngsters to play hard. And I got to leave you guys with this. The chef is in the kitchen cooking up some greens, and the butler is serving the whole NBA with some of that kabuki cornbread. The Warriors winning it all. Go Warriors. I'm out.
It's Oscar Stockton. I can go for some greens and cornbread right now.
We've got to be the only show in America currently where callers are calling out other callers to meet them and fight them over the head coach.
Well, Oscar's going to drive to Hayward from Stockton to hang out with Brian. And hey, come fight him if you don't like Steve Kerr, guys.
With the gas prices being what they are, that's dedication.
Well, they might drive Teslas, you know, might be electric. You think Oscar Stockton's a Tesla guy?
Okay, with electricity prices being
the
what they are.
Prices.
That's saying a lot.
Oh, man.
8-8-9-5-7. My favorite, Oscar, I love you, but watching every NBA game every day, that's dedication.
Gotta be locked in on League Pass.
League Pass Loveman, that's what they call him over there. By the way, I'm going to look at some of the games
just
today.
Making stuff
How
up
many minutes Hawks basketball have you guys all watched collectively?
Oh, I got some stinkers for you today. Give me a 76ers Washington Wizards at 4:00 Pacific time today. You put money on that one, Carter?
Duh.
Give me a Charlotte Hornets at Toronto Raptors at 4:30.
I would watch the 76ers if they invited Derek Coleman to come play for them again.
Give me Portland Trailblazers in Utah tonight at 6:00. Oh, that one for
Gotta
you,
have
huh?
all 82 games, man. Which
and
is Johnson you have
Bolt's
to.
Fired up for that one.
Give me Miami Heat. Chicago Bulls, 5:00, baby, in Chi-Town.
That could be a 9-10 preview right there.
So it's like the middle of the third quarter. This is go like you drop the league pass, which is the Bonte's calling card. I'm texting him about something last night. We were going back and forth.
Right.
And this guy's like, not even really watching the Warrior game. I'm watching the Giants right now. I'm like, what?
That's right.
League pass Bonte gave up on the Warriors Suns in the third quarter? It's only a 41-point game.
Let's keep it a buck. We had 7 minutes to go in the second, and I said, all right, we can do our show call now. This game's over. And then Shasky answers like, wait, is it halftime yet? I was like, no, but this game's over, so let's go. And it was. It was kaput. 888-957-9570. We were talking about head coach. And head coaches and Steve Kerr being probably the best remaining of the bunch. I'm taking him over anyone else in the West. Now that Michael Malone's gone, I do want to play this sound because I do wonder, again, it's always local and how it's perceived in the Warriors angle. How is it perceived when this happened in Denver, when it happened there? Well, we have the sound from the reaction of 92.5 The Altitude. It's an Aussie station, I'm assuming.
What a name.
It is kind of great.
Altitude. I love that.
They're always high up there.
The air up there.
There you go. They're reacting in their reaction to the immediate firing of one Michael Malone.
Firing your championship-winning head coach with 3 games to go in the regular season before the start of the playoffs is wild. That is nutso stuff. Like, this is some of the most stunning Denver sports news I've ever, that I can recall.
Ever.
Like, this is crazy.
Okay, why do you think they chose this time? What's your theory?
Jamal Murray's hamstring injury is very real. The likelihood of him playing again this year is pretty small. They were going to get bounced anyway because they're going to get bounced anyway if Jamal doesn't play. And the change was going to get made, so why wait?
So you don't think this is a play because we think we can win with a different strategy? This is a house cleaning move.
That's what it feels like to me. This feels like we were going to do it anyway, so let's just do it right now.
Well, then why not just wait to see if something could happen? Like, maybe they find something in a given series, Jamal Murray comes back, and they win a series, and all of a sudden, they have a favorable matchup in the second round. Like, see, I don't get it either. I really am trying to wrap my head around it. Like, and they both.
Why would anyone who has options want to go work for you after you did that to that guy?
Exactly.
You wouldn't even let me finish the season out?
Like, that's... Again, I didn't
earn that.
You wanted to check out interim head coach David Adelman and what he's doing?
And it also sounded to me like Kevin Dana was talking to Nick Wright there.
Cash me out.
Those
one
guys
time.
Sounded it sounded like a version of the Altitude's Kevin Dana, and I love you, Kevin. I know you're listening. Five. Versus Nick Wright. That's what that show sounded like. God, we're so much better.
I'm better. I mean,
jeez. All right. Well, maybe I was going to.
Jury's still out on you. No, well, I'm just teasing.
Oh, I laughed.
I'm teasing. That was funny.
I laughed when he said, in the history of Denver sports, this is one of the craziest things ever. I was like, has there been anything else crazy in Denver sports?
Oh, Russ.
Stop. Stop.
What?
Stop. By the way, I told everyone, did I not, at the start of the season, the moment they signed Russell Westbrook, you knew this team wasn't winning a title. Well, I told everyone that, and everyone laughed at me. Oh, it was just the situation. He is a losing basketball player. I get it that he's a top 75 player.
He
won an MVP.
But what about the situations?
Oh, stop. This guy's always cantankerous. It's everyone else's guy.
He doesn't take. Loser,
thank
bro.
You. That is what he is.
Yeah, that I
high
will give
level
you.
Loser.
Yes, he
Russell
is a
Westbrook.
High level loser.
Absolutely. It all comes
salty
back to him.
Too.
Yes, very salty.
But I do respect him.
After saying, no, he's a high-level loser, but I do respect him.
Well, because every great, you know, has to have a couple high-level losers in their life. Like, great example, I love Boomer Esiason. He's kind of a high-level loser in terms of his NFL accolades.
He did, but I thought he was a high-level broadcaster, though. He's a very good broadcaster.
Agreed.
Radio host.
I'm talking about as a player.
Okay, sure.
Right? Like, you got to have a couple. Like, Kansas City radio looks at the Niners as some high-level losers.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You know? No, that sucks to be on the other end of that.
That's where that drop comes from. It's Shanahan. He's a high-level loser. Who is that? RJ Fairfield? Is that who that is? Who is that? I don't know.
TC and Sac.
TC. Where are they at? Where is Sacramento, by the way?
TC's trying to light beams right now. So
are they all locked in? Are they all in on the
plan? They all got traded to San Antonio with De'Aaron Fox.
TC's in Chicago.
Watch TC's so become like one of the 4,000 that are at Sutter Health Park.
Oh my God! Hey, congratulations to the A's. Got their first win, Sacramento. Sacramento A's, baby. They got their first dub. Dylan Cease, by the way. Yikes! You want to take a few minutes just on the NL West right now? The Dodgers have lost a couple in a row. The Pods, the Giants. It's okay. You
the
lost
division
two.
Will never win again.
Stop! Didn't say that. City Connects though, 0-1. Joe. City Connects, they're 0-1. Tough look. But you got to give credit. I got to go my Mike Kruko here. You got to tip your cap. Nick Lodolo, Paisan. Right. You can't sleep on those guys. Emilio Pagan gets the save. You know, Landon Roop, it was a tough loss for him. 6 innings, gave up 7 hits, 1 earned run, but 4 Ks. I liked what I saw from Landon Roop.
You like golf, right?
Love golf. Yeah, the Masters. I can see Bryson right now wearing the sweater.
One of the most insufferable phrases that I hear in golf, grow the game. Okay. I see the same thing happening, whether it's the NBA.
Wait, why is that insufferable? Real quick, why is that insufferable to say grow the game? I don't.
This whole like term of like, for example, you know, I'll see celebrities.
How dare you say grow the game and make it better?
No, it's a marketing ploy that people will say like.
Okay, the marketing aspect.
I find it to be.
What would you prefer them say without grow the game?
Well, I think the NBA and Major League Baseball have the same problem right now, and the problem is this: do you not know who your audience is? Like, I get that you want to cater things toward this niche 12-year-old, you know, purchaser. The bulk of people who can afford jerseys and to go to the games, all that, they don't want outlandish, over-the-top stuff.
Where are we going here? I was just
the
saying
City the Connects.
Oh, God.
The City
Back
Connects.
To the City Connects.
I'm going to go to the City Connects.
Back to the Connects. Okay. Shout out Dalton.
If I asked you right now that the San Francisco Giants re-released the 1970s pullover orange San Francisco Willie McCovey version jerseys, would they not sell 3-1 whatever these City Connects are selling?
Not glad I would cop that.
I'm trying to look
them up
right now.
Everyone would. It's one of the most popular Mitchell and Ness throwbacks there is. All right,
clean, yes.
Okay.
Very nice.
There are 8 teams in baseball. Just hear me out here. There are 8 teams in baseball who should never have City Connects. And the reason being,
to be honest, though, it kind of gives me more Orioles vibes these days because they've kind of owned that orange, but continue. But again,
there are 8 teams in Major League Baseball that have unbelievable variants over the decades, over 150 years of glorious uniforms. They don't need City Connects. A City Connect is for a team that has a small history and maybe has some brand stuff, like the Arizona Diamondbacks. What's their brand? They've only been around 40 years.
Los
the Marlins.
Serpientes.
What's their brand? They've only been around like 40 years, you know? Teams like that. You know, the Blue Jays can have some City Connects, you know? What's their brand? They've only been around since 1977. The Phillies, the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Giants, the A's, the Yankees, the Red Sox.
They don't have a city, first and foremost, so they can't really connect with one, but I hear you there. But
and the Dodgers.
They're iconic brands and uniforms.
And the Dodgers. Those are 8 teams. They don't need City Connects, All right, they just don't. They have glorious throwback uniforms throughout the decades that are absolutely spectacular. You just need to pull back from your history and do throwbacks. It's very simple. You'll sell 10 to 1. And I looked into jersey sales yesterday, and I just went down the merchandise rabbit hole.
Of course you did.
The number one selling jerseys, all right, they don't give you the exact amount of jerseys that they're selling. But the Dodgers, the approximate revenue for merchandise sales is about $100 million. If you think you're making tens of millions of dollars off of a new line of apparel, you're mistaken. The bread and butter and the bulk of your merchandise is the classic retro stuff. Mitchell & Ness is wildly profitable because of retro, because of throwbacks. All right? You're not making that much money off of creating a brand new jersey. You're just not. So this thing about money is wrong, number one. You know where you're wasting money? Paying Tom Murphy $4 million. That's how you're wasting money. Just bring back the 1980 Giants jerseys, the Giant Attitude Hum Babies, all right? Does the Coca-Cola logo change year after year after year? No. There's a brand recognition. Has Apple changed its logo over the years? No.
They definitely do. They definitely do.
Apple has?
Yes.
They've changed their logo.
They've changed their, like, every company changes their logo from time to time. Like, I'm looking at Coca-Cola right now. They usually do it at, once a decade, it looks like.
Apple went from those striped colors to the solid apple. That was the only
brand. But the silhouette has been the same.
Yeah.
All right? And that's where I'm going with this.
There's been a couple, there's been like
the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Lakers, the Celtics don't need City Connects. Okay? If you're the Grizzlies, have at it. You've only been around for 30 years. All I'm saying is this, is there are certain brands in sports that don't need to be touched. USC football has one uniform.
Right on.
Penn State has one uniform.
We are.
Alabama has one uniform.
Well, Todd.
All right? Oregon football doesn't have the history of those organizations. It's okay to have 1,000 uniforms when you're Oregon. You're building a brand. I get it. The Giants and the other 8 teams that I consider to be teams that have hallmark uniforms that don't need to be touched, we're just doing too much. And when you bring on somebody during the broadcast and you explain, this is why we went this way. Okay, they're called City Connects, correct?
Correct.
Why are you connecting to San Francisco and yet referencing a 3-year period when you were in New York? I thought you were connecting with San Francisco. Why are you connecting to the hippie era, which was the 60s and 70s, yet the patch says 1958? Why are you trying to do tie-dye?
They're honoring their history. That's fine.
What history?
The history of coming over from the East Coast to the West Coast. That was the history.
As a San Francisco Giants fan, I don't care really at all about the New York
you
era.
You don't? There's actually a lot of Giants fans still in New York City.
Okay, well, they wore red and blue. Should we bring back red and blue?
No, well, as Sam Lumman alluded to, when you combine red and blue, it becomes what, Sam?
Purple. There but to that point, though, like,
we're just
that's New
much.
York. That's a completely different city. I thought we were supposed to be connecting to San Francisco.
That's my point.
We did. As we came over from New York, we connected to San Francisco.
All I'm saying is this. For all the jerseys you think you're selling and all of the young people, you know what gets people connected to
all
the game?
All of the young people.
You know what gets people connected to the game? Like taking them to a game and playing catch with them in the backyard. Not a jersey. Now, those are ancillary things. Ellie De La Cruz is one of the hottest jerseys in sports. And it's not the City Connect one. It's the classic Reds jersey.
Of course.
The classic Cincinnati Red pullover t-shirt jersey is one of the most popular. The Dodgers have 6 in the top 20. It's the most classic, basic uniform, and it has been unchanged for 70 years. We're overthinking this, all right? We're overthinking it. That's all I'm saying.
Is it fair to question, and I know we got to hit Fast 5, that maybe the Giants brand, maybe, just maybe, isn't on the level of the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, considering what's all taken place in the last decade? Maybe, just maybe.
If that's the case, then why do I go into the dugout store, the Giants game, on opening day, and what are people buying? They're buying the retro stuff.
Okay.
They're buying the retro. Number one selling jersey for the San Francisco Giants. Do you know who it is?
Willie Mays.
Yes.
Okay.
Number one selling jersey in sports, 67,000 Google searches per month, is the 49ers. Do you know what the number one jersey sale is?
Joe Montana.
And Brock Purdy. Okay?
Do you know what the number one selling segment is in sports talk radio? It's Fast 5.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, Joe, I'm allowing you to speak now, forever hold your peace in regards to City Connects. All right, that's
and
final
here's my last
there thing. It is, please.
It's the same thing on some of these movies, like White Men Can't Jump. The original was fine.
Yes.
You don't need to do the remix 40 years later.
You love Jack
with lesser
Harlow.
Than quality products.
You love Jack Harlow. Come on.
Joe, retro and the original is good. If they redo Godfather or Goodfellas or Scarface or any of the classics.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, and it'll be a lesser than version that won't be as beloved. It's okay to let something stand the test of time. It's okay.
Is there any movie remakes that were better than the original? Ever? That's got me thinking. No, seriously. Like, has there ever been one?
I kind of enjoyed the Billy Bob Thornton Bad News Bears more than the Walter Matthau
one. Ocean's 11's a good one.
Ocean's 11 was good.
Ocean's 11.
Admit it's pretty rare.
It's pretty rare. The Departed was a remake. The Departed.
Departed's awesome.
Star is Born's been remade like five times.
True Grit. Yeah, Star is Born's a good one.
But would you agree with me? If you need a 10-minute dissertation and an entire diagram to explain why you built the jersey, You've overthought it, dude. Like, it's okay. What's the most famous Warrior uniform? It's the cable car. It's classic. You don't need to do too much. It's okay. I bet if they re-release those as their current uniform right now, jersey sales would be 10-1 versus the black uniform that they just created as their alternate.
You didn't need to sell me on all that other stuff. You just show me the jersey of these Giant City Connects. I was hooked immediately. Carter, what you hooked on? Phonics?
I got a bold prediction for the NBA coming this summer. I think Klay Thompson is going to end up to be a Phoenix Sun.
Whoa!
I think that one of those two players is going to be traded to the Mavericks.
That's mean.
He will be part of the trade. That's my prediction.
Poor Klay. He doesn't deserve that.
And then he'll be traded again, you think?
Probably. I mean, that's
back to the Warriors.
That's the rabbit hole, right?
Hey, there's still a possibility that the Mavericks...
Poor Klay.
Hold on. There's a possibility the Mavericks and the Warriors could play in a play-in scenario. Just saying. Sam Lovin, what you got?
He won't go over 10 on that one.
No,
my final thought is, you know, I'm not a big fan of the City Connects, but if anyone out there is, I'm going to let you enjoy it. I don't want to be that guy. Enjoy what you want to enjoy in life. You know, there's so many worse things that people can like in life. So, you know, just enjoy the City
Connects. Sam, will you admit it was nauseating seeing how many social media posts the Giants and MLB and Fanatics put out there combined with, hey, let's give these quote-unquote influencers the jerseys early, and they'll all put their posts on it. It's like, dude, either it's cool or it's not. You don't have to sell metal. We know right away.
Honestly, didn't bother me. Just let it be.
Okay, he's a big Beatles fan. There you go. Shout out Trader Joe's Everyday Seasoning with the built-in grinder. That is my final thought today. Love that. I'm going to go season some food up. I make a nice tuna salad. It's Lent, right? So you have tuna on Fridays. You're Catholic. I like to use that as well. Make a nice tuna salad. Get a little of that pickle juice in there, a little mustard,
do you
little
put
mayo.
Pickles, onions?
Yeah, I like mine a little crunchier. I do. I do like that. But if I don't have
a dash of mustard.
Just a dash. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, a little tang there. You know what actually is the secret?
Mary Poppins style.
What I do is I actually like mine a little with a little heat, so I use a little pepperoncinis in there. We'll dice those
up.
I
like that.
Little heat, little juice from there. Mm. Delicious. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Stanley and Guru are next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.